Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Justice Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. I'm going to die every time you do that voice.
It's my Schmodown name.
I know it is, and I know we've heard it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But
welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. This whole happens because you guys are amazing with your support of Patreon, so we're going to give an extra lesson to you. Ashley, we talked about Just League Part 1. You know what? I'll give you a little tease. The Geek History Lesson Extra for next week is a secret origin story with Mark Waid.
Ooh.
So Mark Waid not only joins us for the Geek History Lesson normal, but he joins us for the Geek History Lesson Extra. And I talked to him about like Captain America. I talked to him about his run on Daredevil.
Oh, so we cross a little outside
we
of
do,
the
we do,
because Justice
we,
League confines.
Because the extra. And then also, I also asked him to give some advice for aspiring writers.
Oh, that's great.
So,
I got to listen to that.
Yeah,
Jason recorded that one without
me. Yeah,
one,
yeah.
So.
Ashley was busy, so
I know. Can you imagine why that might possibly be?
So let's talk about some Justice League stories. Ashley, do you have I want to talk about our favorite Justice League stories?
Yeah.
So what are some Justice League stories that really resonate with you? Or like if somebody would say to you, Ashley, what is the best Justice League story? What would you say to them?
Okay. Tough question, of course, but these are. The first thing I'm going to say is going to be based on, this is my favorite Justice League story that Jason's going to say. It's not really a Justice League story.
Kingdom Come?
Not Kingdom Come, although I think Kingdom Come should be on there. It's not what I would recommend for a new reader. I want to make that very clear. If you've never read, you know, my recommendations are based on the fact that you've maybe read some Justice League and know a little bit about the DC universe. My absolute favorite Justice League story is New Frontier.
Oh, that's a great book.
I think it's a great standalone story.
I will give that a Justice League nod because I think it's sort of an origin story.
It is an origin story. It's
good pick.
Thank you. It's wildly out of continuity.
Oh yeah.
In the same way that Kingdom Come is, it asks a little bit less of you, but I think the book reads better if you do know the DC universe, and I think it does one of the best jobs at highlighting what is special about each of the characters and why they work best as a team. Even though I think it gets resolved maybe a little easily.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what that was not the point of the story. The point of the story is really to do the art. Mm-hmm. And there's a really great movie. So if you're not a reader, you can watch the movie, I guess.
Oh, the book is way better, but the movie's pretty good.
Absolutely. The movie's one of the better adaptations.
Yes.
So, yeah, New Frontier is always this is my favorite Justice League story.
Oh, nice. Good pull.
Yeah, thank you. How about you?
I mean, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Grant Morrison's JLA.
Yeah, yeah.
The first 6 issues of that, if they don't hook you, then you don't have a pulse. I'm serious.
Them's is strong words.
If you read that story and you don't be like, oh man, this is awesome, because it's the Big Seven fighting the green, fighting white Martians, and every member of that team gets a great moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the story comes to an amazing conclusion.
I think too, JLA Year One is a really great introduction.
Yep.
I know we've talked about it a lot on the main podcast.
We'll talk a lot. In the next Justice League Part 2.
Yes, we will. But I do think one of the things that I like about the Justice League and why I like JLI is because it doesn't always have to be.
Is that one of your suggestions?
Probably,
okay.
Yeah. I have like a list. Like I have like a list that somebody else on the internet made, and then I put it against a list of stories that I like to talk about.
Oh, I'm curious. What is their list? And where's
all right,
it? Give,
so you
give
wanna,
them a slight shout out.
You want to hear Ranker's top 20 Justice League stories?
Sure. Let's go through.
All right. Kingdom Come, which we already sort of mentioned.
Sure.
Darkseid War, which I've never read.
That one is so okay. That one's a good story. But it's only good if you know DC continuity. If you don't know DC mm-hmm. continuity, it's impossible to read.
I think Crisis on Infinite Earths, and I actually think Crisis does deserve, again, just, I put Crisis on a lot of lists.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one,
sure.
And it was the most epic event.
Also,
up to
you
that
have to
point.
Know continuity.
Absolutely. Yep. You could not. And sometimes people just don't pick it up if you haven't read other stuff. Identity Crisis?
That is definitely a Justice League story.
I would put it quite high on my list with the caveat of like, here's the trigger warnings you need to know about reading it. Tower of Babel.
Oh, that's a great one.
Which I think definitely.
Written by Mark Waid.
Hey, look at that. Look mm-hmm. at that. The art is amazing too. Like, look at that panel that
mm-hmm.
they chose.
This
is great. Great for radio, guys. You're welcome. DC New Frontier. So Ashley
yep.
was right. Justice League Origin, which I believe is the New 52 Origin.
That is the Jim Lee, Jeff Johns.
That's the book that I recommend people who come in knowing only the cartoons or the TV shows or the movies.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is where you want to start because it's all the characters you know. Yep. It's very soft. And then you can give them JLA year one. You give them the weirder stuff after that.
And it's probably the enemy they might know, too.
That's true. So if you're looking for a Christmas gift, there's my free recommendation.
Yeah, yeah.
Justice.
Oh, that's the Alex Ross one.
Yeah. I've never read it, but I actually hear mixed things about
I've read it. It's fun.
It's pretty.
It's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's very Silver Agey, Super Frenzy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. New World Order, which is the Grant Morrison.
That is the Grant Morrison one. That is the first arc of the Grant Morrison one. It's the Big Seven fighting the Martians.
And Wonder Woman looks amazing. Rock of Ages, which I think should be on there.
That is the sequel. Or no, that's the third story arc in that Grant Morrison run. It is one of the best Justice League stories of all time.
I think you have to have read everything up to that point.
You don't have to read everything. You have to have read everything of Grant Morrison's
run.
That's
what I meant. I'm sorry.
Because Rock of Ages, I think, starts in issue 12 of his run or something like that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It does not say in the little paragraph right up.
It's fine. So as long as you've read the 12 issues before that, then you're golden.
Infinite Crisis.
Is definitely a Justice League story.
Earth 2. JLA Earth 2, the Grant Morrison
That is the Grant Morrison one. It's drawn by Frank Quitely. It's okay.
Yeah. Superman looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
JLA Justice for All, which is another Grant Morrison. Mark Miller, Devin Grayson, Mark Waid. That's the cover.
Oh, that is the finale of Grant Morrison's run.
I've not read that far into the run. Midsummer's Nightmare.
Okay, now Midsummer's Nightmare.
Another Mark Waid joint.
Fun fact is they just re-released it, actually, a deluxe edition.
Oh, really?
It is the prequel to the Grant Morrison run.
Ooh, and who draws this? Kyle's real cute.
And it's a miniseries, and it's about Dr. Destiny convincing it's the storyline that convinces the Big Seven that they need to be in the Justice League again.
Oh, nice. It's drawn by Fabian Nieza, famous for creating Deadpool.
He writes it. No, he doesn't draw it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Sorry. Final Crisis?
I guess.
You guess?
I mean, it's more of a DC. It's about the multiverse. Final Crisis is about the multiverse. So I don't know if I would call it specifically a Justice League story.
So I guess all of Mark Waid's run is on here because next we have Divided We Fall.
I guess.
Brave and the Bold. Oh, this is their first crossover.
Sure.
I think if you're a Deep Cuts comics person, it's always good to read their first appearance.
Yep.
JLA World War III.
That is also Grant Morrison's run.
I've never even heard of that.
Yep.
A New Beginning introduces Justice League International with Keith Giffen, James DeMatteis, Kevin Maguire. It's actually got a picture of Mr. Miracle and Barda.
Sure.
So I guess. The Tornado's Path, which is Brad Meltzer, Ed Benes.
That's okay.
And that's the list.
All right.
So.
One of them that I would add to that list is, and it's one of my favorite stories, but you need the continuity of Justice League International and you need the continuity of Booster Gold, is there was a miniseries called Justice League Generation Lost.
Oh, Generation Lost is so good.
And it's about Booster Gold reforming the Justice League International to take down Maxwell Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a weekly series. It was a bi-weekly series. And it's awesome. It's such a good book.
I would also really want to recommend the original Young Justice arc.
Okay.
But I get the argument that it's not a Justice League story, but I like watching all of these characters pick up and try to live up to that legacy. I think that's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm trying to think, are there any more recent crises I want to add to my list? I mean, a story that I like, but I don't think is transcendent, is I really like Justice League United, the Justice League of Canada. But you can tell where they know the book is not going to be going on much longer, and it sort of falls apart
the
from that point.
The first arc is good.
There's a lot of interesting ideas, and I do think it is the spiritual successor to the Bwahaha Justice League. It just never quite gets off the ground.
Another recent book that's really good is right before Rebirth, Brian Hitch wrote and drew a miniseries called, it was just called JLA, and it's about the Justice League taking on Rao, the Kryptonian god.
Of the sun.
It's really good. The only problem is that it falls apart towards the end because Brian Hitch doesn't draw the last issue because he was so far behind. So they give it to another artist that's not as good as Brian Hitch.
I was going to say, I remember that series taking a minute to come out.
But I still think it's a pretty, it's very solid almost until that last issue.
Where do you come down on Trinity stories? Do they count as Justice League stories? They're just team ups?
They are not Justice League stories. They are Trinity stories.
That's fair.
In my head.
Yeah.
The Justice League, for me, for it to be a Justice League, you've got to be the Justice League. You got to be calling yourself the Justice League, and I think you got to have at least five people.
Oh, that's your minimum requirement?
Yeah. No, Trinity stories are a different idea because they're friends separate of the Justice League.
That's fair.
So, although I've always liked Wonder Woman better when she's in the Justice League than when she's not.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that several times.
Yeah, I think that's just sort of maybe an unfortunate...
it's kind of like Captain America.
Design of the way she's been written over the years.
But she's interesting when she's in the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
But Trinity stories are not the same thing.
No, then I think that's fair. I do want to chime in and say that I think that the Justice League War animated movie is pretty good.
I like that one.
And
so is Crisis on Two Earths.
So it is. Although this is a Trinity story and not a Justice League story, I would also say Gods and Monsters is a really interesting, different look at those characters, too. And those are... They're still Justice League stories. They're just movies.
Well, and then, of course, we got to talk about the Justice League animated series, which is solid and amazing, and every season is good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite episode of those animated series? Because that show is so good.
Oh, man. That's so tough.
Oh, yeah?
So many of them are good. Hang on. Let me Google another list. Is there one that comes to mind for
Ash
you?
Ash has got to Google again.
I do.
I really, really, really like, it's the Justice League Unlimited episode where they are fighting this little weird space monster-y guy. It's like the black mass, and it's like a machine thing. Mm-hmm. It's out in the desert, and it's the episode in the third season where they reveal that the Watchtower has the space cannon.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that one's called.
And every hero is in it, and I can't remember how they defeat it and whatever, but it's a great episode. I love the episode where... at the very end, the team has to face off against Luthor/Brainiac
mm-hmm.
in the third season, and Wally goes to the Speed Force, and the team has to band together and all put their hands together mm-hmm. and pull him out of it. And then also one of my favorite ones is in season two, there's a two-parter where it's Joker and the Royal Flush Gang in Las Vegas, and he's making it like a reality show. But I really like it because I generally think the Joker doesn't work against the Justice League. But in that episode, I thought him making it a reality show really made it work.
I think their adaptation of For the Man Who Has Everything is really good. And there's an episode that I just thought of when you were describing the ones that you liked where I don't know if it's called initiation, but it's about bringing all the new younger members onto the team. It's like Captain Atom and Supergirl.
I think that's the Green Arrow episode. The very first Green Arrow.
I really like that episode.
That's episode one of season three.
Because I love an origin story. So mm-hmm.
And they fight Chemo.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Who I always think is the character from Avengers Arena. That's okay.
All right, cool.
There you go.
All right, Ashley, here's a question for you. Final question.
Okay.
Who's the leader of the Justice League?
Superman.
Why?
Because he's super. No, it's Superman because Superman is a figure who transcends nation and he transcends individual labels because he's not of this world. Mm. And I think because he's the purest. However, I really like it when Black Canary is in charge.
Oh, yeah?
I really do. But Black Canary is a more inherently... flawed character that it's tough not to go for Superman because he's some pure embodiment of hope. And isn't that who you want to lead your team? I think Nightwing's been a great leader too, and Martian Manhunter. But you know, if you give me the entire I'm gonna make it Superman. Sorry,
I didn't ask who you were making it.
No, but that's why
I'm asking who you think it is.
Who do you think it is?
It's Batman.
Why?
Superman doesn't lead people.
Then what does he do?
Superman doesn't like to tell people what to do.
Oh, sure.
He doesn't.
But he's the figure people want to follow.
He's the people that he is, I would say, is the puppet head leader of the Justice League.
He's like the public face of the Justice League?
Yes. Batman's the leader. Batman's the tactician. Mm. Batman's the strategist. And he has to fight control away from Wonder Woman.
But then do you think that Nightwing is maybe the best merging of those?
Nightwing is the perfect leader of the Justice League because Batman bred him to be that.
But he's nicer, right? People like Nightwing.
Yeah. No, Superman, the de facto answer to that question is Superman. Yeah. But Superman doesn't like to lead people.
That's true.
And Superman's not a leader because Superman wants to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Superman cares too much about you to really – Superman would have a hard time sending you off to your death.
Yeah.
Batman wouldn't.
No.
Batman doesn't care.
Batman cares.
No, Batman doesn't care.
He does. He would be, he would like lose sleepless nights over it, Batman, but he would still do it.
Batman would care after the fact if you died.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He would lose his, like, after the fact, but during, he's like, go do it. I don't care.
Go do it because it needs to be done. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I don't care.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, but Superman would. Superman would just be the entire time be like, I don't know.
I'd actually love to know from our patrons, tweet us or go to the Mind University Facebook group. I don't know who they think is the...
Who's the leader of the Justice League?
Who should be the leader of the Justice League? I think that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nowing. All right. That's the end of our episode. Geek Extra was an extra. Thank you so much for your support, everyone out there. It's because of your support that we can keep making these episodes. I'm Jason Justice Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And we'll see you later, super friends.
Bye.